AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. It's not just snow in the forecast in Buffalo, New York. It's thunder snow. As much as 2 feet of snow is on the ground already, with more to come. These kids in Buffalo are adjusting to the circumstances.
Making big snowmen.
Drinking hot chocolate.
Hot chocolate.
Hot chocolates.
Yeah. Sledding.
Schools are closed. Amtrak stations are closed. Numerous flights in and out of Buffalo Niagara International Airport have been canceled. Ukraine's electricity grid chief is warning of extended power outages as Russia zeroed in on Ukraine's energy infrastructure with heavy artillery and missile attacks. More workers at Twitter are deciding to leave after new owner Elon Musk gave them a choice to pledge to extremely hardcore work or resign with severance pay. Since taking over Twitter less than 3 weeks ago, Musk has booted half the company's full-time staff of 7,500. For fans going to the World Cup soccer matches, there are no Buds for you. Budweiser or any beers will not be sold at the stadiums. Qatar announced the ban 2 days before the start of the World Cup. Federico Ferraz is from Portugal.
The culture is different, and of course we're going to respect the culture here, but they also have to respect that football fans are different.
American soccer fan Adil Abu Hanna is not concerned.
We're not here to drink beer. We're here to watch the soccer game. We're here to watch the world-class soccer. We can get it anywhere in the world. We can get beer everywhere.
The sale of alcohol is heavily restricted in the conservative Muslim country of Qatar. Pfizer says its updated coronavirus booster may offer some protection against newly emerging Omicron mutants, even though it's not an exact match. Sales of previously occupied homes fell in October for the 9th month in a row, the slowest pre-pandemic sales pace in more than 10 years. Stocks are higher in early trading. This is AP News. Japan says a North Korean missile launch was arranged with a plan to hit the U.S. mainland.
Japan's defense minister, Yasukazu Hamada, says preliminary analysis shows the missile fired by North Korea is believed to be an intercontinental ballistic missile capable of targeting the entire U.S. mainland. He says it landed inside the Japanese exclusive economic zone, about 120 miles west of Hokkaido, Japan's most northern main island. Hamada says the North's latest missile launch is a reckless act that threatens Japan as well as the region and the international community. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Biden administration spoke out in support of a claim of legal immunity from Saudi Prince Mohammed bin Salman against a suit brought by the fiancé of murdered Washington Post columnist Jamal Khashoggi and the rights group Khashoggi founded. Ed Donahue, AP News.